Jerry Vogel, who's the assistant director for the Avon Lake Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you been here before? Have you?
Well, not to this place, not since it's been a range. I was here when it was a play place for infants.
So you have a little juxtaposition.
Yeah, everything's different inside, but it's the same space.
Yeah, so we appreciate you stopping in. Talk. You know, are the kids coming back to the library?
Oh, yes, they are.
When did that?
The kids and the families, it's really exciting to see after what we've been through, people just coming in without really too many restrictions.
So, and it's, I guess, is it officially summer reading time now? Is that
happening? Summer reading started June and goes right through till the end of July. And we're basically giving prizes away to people just for reading books. You can, and we have summer reading for kids, for teens, and for adults. Three different programs, all using the same sheet. And the kids get regular prizes that they can pick up at the at our window. And we do have things for adults that we have a big drawing at the end.
Jerry, was there a planning process in place for when the library would reopen full go? Or how did that evolve?
Well, everything with this evolves, because on the front end, when it was closing time, it's close, close, close now for everybody. And that was a lot of catching up. So we've had months to figure out how reopening would work and in what order it would work. However, we ended up reopening sooner than we thought we would. Like, I think a lot of things happened sooner. And so we put as much as we could, as soon as we could, out there. And when the health orders expired on June 2nd, that's when we removed most of our signs. And we still have some of our barriers up, but a lot of things are back to normal.
Did that time without a lot of the public allow you to do things with the library, or did they just stay shuttered, or did you have a chance to kind of...
Well, we were all working behind the scenes.
Okay.
We did we had a chance to do things like some deep cleaning that we hadn't got around to for years in different departments. We got to inventory all of our collection, which I don't think we've done in 20 or 30 years. Just literally scan every item to make sure it was there, which is a tedious task, but also helps when there's nobody there and everything's not moving. So we also did, as of last May, provide curbside service. So even if people couldn't come in the building, they could still put holds on things and we would run them out to their cars for them. We still offer that service. If you want to come and park and do curbside, call us, we'll bring it out. I think most people want to come in now, but that's what we did on the front end.
Did you discover things that way people wanted to use the library that they hadn't used before, or more people thought, I'm at home, I need something, a book, or what services that are electronic, e-books, things like that, that are available?
Oh, did we ever. Did we ever. We really pumped up the e-books and the downloadables and the streaming things, because that was an option. We found out, you know, what people needed to do to get their cards in shape and what they needed to learn. We made changes to a lot of policies that we're keeping, really to make things simpler and put less barriers in front of people that are no longer necessary. E-books certainly went up, but guess what? They've kind of leveled off. People still want for books. They want paper, and that's probably still 80% of our circulation's paper books.
Bruce mentioned summer reading. Is there a really hot book out there for grown-ups now? Novel, bio, anything like that?
Off the top of my head, you stumped me, because I'm trying to think of something I put on hold for a lot of people. And I got to admit, right now, to think of a hot book right now that everybody's checking out, I'm at a loss. But one thing is every Tuesday morning is usually when we bring out the new books. And I'm sure somewhere in our library, there's a cart rolling out from technical services full of brand new books, multiple copies from your favorite authors. And the good thing is if we don't have it there, we can get it from another library. But we pride ourselves in having a good collection that helps with people. Now, there's also something else I learned from the pandemic, is that when we're doing curbside, our new bookshelves were over full. They were overflowing. And we thought, why are nobody checking out these books? And the main reason is because they can't see them. When they were coming in to see them, they would check them out. But they were kind of looking to themselves to figure out what to borrow, or they're asking us, and what's the book you'd like to read? And sometimes we just go to the shelf and go, here's some good ones. Would you like them?
Well, this shows the, I guess, sort of the book cover, what a book cover does to draw people.
People do judge books by cover all the time.
I'm sure they do. Or there's ones that you decide to put out front.
Merchandising.
So it's all those things that kind of it became to them just, you know, what can they think of? What did they read? What was out there?
The publishers do their part, and then we do our part like a bookstore. Is if people can't see it, they don't know it.
Is there a person in the library who determines what we're going to buy now or next? How is that done?
Well, actually, I'm responsible ultimately for that. I sign off on the materials budgets. But we have staff at every level in every department who sometimes they have like their own little garden that they tend. It's they buy the new things in that section. They also make sure that we have the right things that are older. And when things are really old and unloved and shabby, they're the ones who take them out to make room for the newer stuff. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about that, but, you know, we don't have room for every book ever published. That's just reality. And with new books coming in, we got to make room. But, yes, the staff is pretty much assigned usually a section in, like, the children's department, the adult department, the teen, and then they're responsible for maintaining that collection within budget and within the space.
Did your staff have to reintroduce themselves to each other after the time, or were they?
We've mostly been in the building since last May.
Okay.
One of the things is when July, when we opened the building again to people, a lot of us were kind of freaking out because we're seeing, oh, who's that person? We don't know them.
Right.
And the last couple weeks, I'm still freaking out seeing people without masks on.
Well, it's a whole different way, and it allows people to get back to the library using the space not only for books but also for gathering, social interaction, that
yes.
type of a thing.
And that's more of that's coming soon. One question a lot of people ask is, when is Discovery Works opening, which is our interactive learn and play area for kids and learning about science? And we have a lot of work to do to bring that space, and the staff are doing that to get up to snuff. So we can't open that till September at this point. We're going to be doing a lot of things to Discovery Works probably over the next year, some redoing some things, restyling things. But we're just not ready to open that yet. And we're not doing a lot of in-person programs yet. We're still doing a lot on Zoom. But the fall, things are pretty much going to be back full swing.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in today, letting people know. If they want to know what's happening at the library, where's a good place to get, I guess, besides going to the library as well?
Yes. And if there's one more plug I want to put in for the library, it's, if you didn't know, we have a new app. We have an app. If you look up Avon Lake Public Library on your favorite app store for for Android or for iOS, and that app gives you access to our catalog, has a lot of suggestions for new books. It allows you to get to our e-media and also our events. And the other thing that's really neat about it is you can take your phone and you can check out books in the library by yourself.
Ooh.
You can literally take a book.
Craig, this is for you.
You can take the book,
yeah.
Scan it, it's checked out to you. So you can do that with our new app.
That is fascinating. Another way to sort of get people involved and
yes.
getting to Does it remind you when it's time to take the book back then?
Everything in our system does.
Okay.
We send you email notices, and then my account on your app or on the web, it will let you know what's due and what's not, and you can renew it, or you can find a book you want, place a hold on it, because sometimes the most popular books you're going to have to wait for anyway. May as well get in line early.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Jerry, we appreciate you stopping in today.
Okay.
Joining us, tell us what's happening. Assistant Director Jerry Vogel from Avon Lake Public Library. Coming up, we'll talk with...